The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Open 7 days at Barangaroo, Birkenhead Point and Kensington. Or shop online at petersofkensington.com.au.
Oh, the snake's gone. 27 after 8. Let's go to Harley. A bit of relief. Now, the Democrats have got their own memo.
Yeah, they say the Republicans have one, so they had to come out with one, too. And, of course, it's going to tell a different story. This is also a memo about the from the House Intelligence Committee, the Democrats that are on the committee, about the investigation into alleged Russian collusion with the Republicans during the campaign and perhaps the election. There are a couple of differences. We haven't seen the report yet. It's not out yet. It has to go through the same process. The president decides whether or not to stop it from coming out. Unlikely to do that. He's pretty much said we're going to let the chips fall. The GOP memo was 4 pages. It was a series, really, of bullet points of things that were learned during the investigation without much in the way of
This
one is 10 pages, and it's full of conclusions, so we'll see what it says.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting.
I think on this one, Trump has a bit of a case nonetheless. Now, this is interesting. Alabama, the state, suing the manufacturer of OxyContin.
Yes. Alabama, the latest state, there are several now that are suing Purdue Pharma and saying it's your fault, or at least partially your fault, that OxyContin is found so often on the streets and that we have such an opioid epidemic in this country. They are claiming that they misrepresented the risks and the benefits of opioids, enabled the widespread prescribing of the drugs for chronic pain conditions, didn't ride herd on the things on what was where it was being sold, made it too easy to sell, and that sort of thing.
Now, very difficult story, this, isn't it? I mean, you go into a pharmacy and just say, "Oh, I've got terrible pain here, you know, terrible pain. Can you prescribe me something?" And then they don't. And the pain's legit, and your arm finishes being amputated, and you sue the chemist for ignoring you. I mean, it's a very difficult job to decide whether you honour the request or whether you don't.
Well, in many cases, people get on the painkillers because they need it. Then after they don't need it, they can't get off.
I know.
On the other hand, street drug, people like to use it.
Yeah. But I thought I might have needed a few there this morning when the snake had a look at me, Harley. We'll see you tomorrow. Harley in the United States of America.